Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Nidah Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the beginning of Mishnah Dalet in this, the second parak. Kol han nashim bechezkat tahara leva alehen habaim min haderech v'shehen lahen bechezkat tahara. All women are assumed to be tahara for their husbands, and if somebody comes from a trip, and then the assumption is that his wife is tahara, and he can have relations with her without inquiring. Now, lama lemit aben aderech? Why do you need the second clause? So darach amena hanimili hechad iitiv mata. I might think that her chazaka is only when he's in town. Terami anafsho vodka. She's thinking about it. She's aware of it, and she does bedika. Hechad aleitiv mata. But if he's not in town, delarami anafsho. She's not thinking about it. It's not on her mind. Lo, so kamash v'lan that she still has a chazaka. Shlokah shumar b'yura nesia, v'shuvah mitza'am b'toch himei onata. She has to be within the time of her onah, meaning that if she has a more or less regular cycle, then the last time she saw, he's come back within 30 days of that. But if, let's say, he was gone for a couple months, there is no chazkat tahara. Ravuna says something that's a little bit strange. He says, this rule only applies if she has no veset. Aval yesh la veset, asul shamesh. She has a veset, you can't have relations without checking. Klape layich, the opposite. Adrab, ibcha mistabra, ein la veset, ein machazoi. If she has no veset, she might have seen dam. Yesh la veset, veset kviela. But if she has a veset, then that, we assume she hasn't seen it till then. Ela, yitmar hachitmar. This is what Ravuna probably said. Ravuna, lo shanu ela shalegia sha'at vista. Meaning this rule only applies if you came back before her veset, anticipated veset came. Geashat Vista Asura, which is sort of like what Rav Rish Lakish said, except Rish Lakish said it as a generic thing of 30 days. Now, Kesav Rav Hunam holds Visatot de Oraita. That means that the regularity of a Veset has a status de Oraita, therefore it establishes her as Tmeya. Rav Rachana Amar Filu Higeashat Vistat Nami Muteret. He said, even if the Veset time came, she's Muteret unless you know that she saw. Kasar Vesatot Drabanan. He must hold that Vesatot are only Drabanan, and as a result of that, there is not a presumption of Tum'ah. That's version one of the Machloket. Rashi Matnihachi had a different version. Amar Rav Huna. Roshanu Elashain La Veset Liamim. Meaning that this only applies if she does not have a Veset, which is a calendar veset. If her veset is for a calendar, but also some sort of a physical exertion, like jumping. Since he was gone, and her veset depends on not only reaching a certain date, but also, let's say, jumping around, he could assume she didn't jump around, she didn't see dam. If her veset is purely calendar, Asura l'shamesh, that he cannot have beer with her if that time already came. And the rest plays out the same as in the first version. Rabbi Chana says v'satot rabbanan, and therefore he can still assume that she's tahara. Ashwal mishpani Rabbi Yochanan. Isha sheyesh la veset. If a woman has a veset, ba'ala mechashev yimei vista uva'aleha. The husband can actually calculate her veset and have beer with her without asking. So Ashwal bar yevah the Rabbi Abba. He asked the following question: Rabbi Yochanan, afilu yalda? Does Rabbi Yochanan mean that even about a young girl, the Baziza, the Mitbal? Meaning, you're making a cheshbon, you're traveling, making a cheshbon, say, well, I know she sees on these days, and so therefore I can assume she saw last week on this day, and by now she's gone to the mikvah. So would he even imply that to a young wife who's maybe a little embarrassed to go to the mikvah? So Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it in a case where the husband knows she saw dam. Rabbi Yochanan only applied to the case where she may have seen. So therefore, even if she saw, maybe she went to the mikvah. So the sfeik sfeik of that she's tmeyat. She for sure saw miyemer de tavla. Then we have no reason to think that she did go to the mikvah. We don't know. So therefore, if we know she saw, and there's only a safek, if she went to the mikvah, the safek cannot trump the vadai, and therefore she's tmeya until you know differently. Velo, is it true that safek is not motzvi de vadai? Vatanya, very famous braita, chaver, it's a tosefta in Masa Sheni, chaver shemid v'neach migram le'a perot, a chaver, one of the collegium, who died and left a basket full of fruit, afilu hein b'nei yoman, even if they were picked that day, or in cheskat mentukanin, we can assume them to be meusarim, and you can eat them. Acha Vaday Tevel. Here you have Vaday, because it's for sure Tevel, meaning Trumot and Masrot were not taken. Safek Musar, Safek Eno Musar. And maybe he took, maybe he didn't take. Kad Safek Musar made a Vaday, but the Safek that he might have taken trumps the Vaday that they needed to be taken. The answer is no. Hatam Vaday Vadayhu. That's Vaday versus Vaday. Why? Chanur Chazad. Chanur Chazad. Chazad Kachavesh Namotsubi Tachat Yadot Dovashem Tukan. We have an assumption about a chaver, one of the collegium, which is that he will not let anything leave his property, or even come into this property, without it being metukan. So as soon as it came in, even if he was about to die, he would have taken care of it. The other possibility is that it's not Sofik versus Vadai, it's Sofik versus Sofik. Why? Rabbi Yoshaya. Rabbi Yoshaya, Marim Adam al Tfuato, Machisav Mot Shala. A person can find a way to bring his produce into his house, with the chaff on it still, and therefore your patur lemaser works as follows: masrot are only chayav when the produce is roe pnei habayit, sees the sort of the entrance to the house, and therefore one of the ways to get around this problem, if you have a lot of produce and you want to feed it to your animals, is to bring it in before it's been properly processed with the, well, it hasn't been winnowed yet. And then you can feed it to your animals up to Amina Maser. So therefore, maybe these perot were never chayiv. So that solves the chaver problem. It's either vada versus vada, or sofik versus sofik. Vakati ain sofik motzimi de vadai. Is it really true? Sofik doesn't trump vadai. Vatanya maaser b'shivchato shel masik achad b'rimon. There was a fellow who was an olive picker in Rimon. He had a shivcha. Shitila nefel abor. She had a miscarriage, and she put the miscarriage in a pit. So evidently her master was concerned to see what the status of this miscarriage was, and a Kohen came to peek into the hole to see if that was a male or female, to know what kind of, how long she has the Meitohar, etc. The Chacham said that the Kohen is Tahor, even though there was a dead baby there. Because there's wild animals, there's rats and cheetahs, all sorts of animals that come and they would take it. Which we have to assume means that the Kohen didn't see anything. She certainly did put a nefel in there. And the animals may have pulled it away. And the Sofek trumps the Vadai. And he's Tahor. So the answer is Lotem Haitila Nefel Abor. So we're going to do what we just did with the Chaver. Say it's not Sofik Uvada, it's Sofik Usofik. Don't claim that she certainly put a Nephil into the boar. Ella Ema Kamin Nephil, meaning she put something in there, we don't know what it is, which means Sofik was a Nephil at all. But the story, the way it's told, is that he came to check to see if it's a male or female, implying that he knew something was in there. The answer is Achikamar. It's a little bit more than that. He came to see if there was a Nephil at all, or just an insubstantial thing. If it was a Nephil, then Zachar Mikivah, to know if it's male or female. That's possibility one. It's Sofik versus Sofik. And as we did with the Chaver Shemit, we also raised the other possibility. Since the wild animals are there, it's not that they may have pulled it away. They certainly pulled it away. And it's Vadai versus Vadai. Okay, well, my name is Rav Nachman. So a question that's been kind of hopping around our awareness for a while, and now we'll take a look at it frontally, is whether or not Visatota Oraita or Drabanan, they asked Rav Nachman. So Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman's answer was, Mida Amar Huna Chavrin, Rav Huna, who is Huna, our colleague, said, Mishmei Derav, Ishash Ishla Veset, if a woman has a Veset, Vigyashat Vestav Lobadka, she didn't check on time, and afterwards she saw dam, which means she has to go back to the veset, even if it's several days, and say anything that she had contact with since then is safek tumah. So you see that we presume that she saw at the veset. Aikad Amri, there's another version of Nachman, it's Hachikamadurata. He inferred from Avuna that it's only because she saw Dam later, Halorata, if not, Ein Choshin, Alma Vesatot Rabbanan. So that means that if she did not see any Dam later, she does not have to worry that she saw Dam at the Veset, because Vesatot are the Rabbanan. So the Rav Nachman interpreted Avuna's words, but in one of two opposite ways. Okay. Itmar, we have a parallel piece. Isha shishta vesit v'gi ashat vesta v'lo badka. So again, her vesit time came, she didn't check. Asof badka, and afterwards she checked. So Amar Rav. Rav said, badka umatzat tmeya. She did a bedika and found herself to be tmeya afterwards. Tmeya, then the tumah goes back to the vesit. Tohara, tohara, if nothing, then she's fine. Shmuel Rafil Madka Matzat Torah. That's the Chiddush. Even if she checks and finds no dam, nami tmeya. Why? Mnesha orach bizman oba. The period comes when it comes, and now she checked later, didn't see anything, she already missed it. So Langal Satot Kiri Palgi, so perhaps Rav and Shmuel disagree about Visatot. Tamar Savador, right? Tamar Savador Rabbanan. Rav must hold Visatot Rabbanan, and that's why unless she found something, there's nothing. Rav and Shmuel agree that Visatot Doraita, and they're not disagreeing, they have two different cases. Kanchman Katzma Kashir Veset. Shmuel is talking about a case where she checked herself. Sorry, Rav is talking about a case where she checked herself within a shear close to what her vesit is expected, and therefore, since she didn't find anything, there was no dam. Kan shalobad katsma kashir vesit. And Shmuel is talking about a case where she checked herself much later, and the fact she didn't find anything proves nothing. Chayitzak Amar, no, Vesatot Kufayu Kim Palgi. Go back to the beginning. The machlokin is about Vesatot. Marsavar Zatot, right? That's Shmuel. Marsavar Vesatot Rabbanan, that is Rav. Amar Sheshet, Ketanai, he says this entire thing is a machloket of earlier Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Tmeya, Nida. If a woman doesn't check at the time of her veset, Tmeya, Nida. Rabbi Shua, Omer, Tibadek. Do a bedika and see what happens, see what you got. Hi, Tanai, Kehani Tanai. And it goes to later Tanaim. The Tanai, Omer, Omer, Tmeya, Nida. Chomim, Tibadek. Rabbi, Ananami Tanina. I'm gonna say, and I'll show you that Romer holds that way. No, Romer, atam machave v'giashat v'istav v'lo badka. We have this already. If a woman is in a hiding place because of terror for some reason, she's hiding out from marauders, and the harassed time came and she didn't check, tohorat shecharadam esalakat adadarim, because the terror restrains the blood. So tam adika charadat. It's only because there's the element of terror there. Halika charadat. Without that, tmeya ama v'satot oraita. So Meir, as we see, holds to v'satot arda oraita. So leima hanitanoi kibaha nami pligi. So perhaps the following machlokatanim is also doraita rabbanan about v'satot. The tanya haroa da machmat maka. If a woman has a wound inside or an infection and she sees dam, afilu b'tochim in le'atat Torah. Even if it's in the middle of her expected, you may need dam. She's still Torah. Mishum gamliel. Because we assume it's from the wound. Rabbi Omer, im yesh la veset, if she has a veset, choshesh l'vista. And it's during veset time, then she's choshesh l'vista. Sounds like, ma'al avin k'vali v'arsorach v'satot doraita. Rabbi holds v'satot ar doraita. V'arsorach v'satot rabbanan. So I'm ravina lo, chulem v'satot rabbanan. Rabbi and Rishim Gamliel agree v'satot ar d'rabbanan. And that's why Rabbi only says choshishin. V'hachab makor makomot tamei kamipalga. They have a whole different machloket, because evidently, everybody agrees that the dam itself is tamei, she may not be. So the question is whether dam that has contact with the uterus is automatically tamei, even if it's not menstrual blood. So gamliel savar isha tohara, the woman's tohara, but dam tamei dekhat derech makor, but the dam itself is tamei because it comes to the uterus. Amarle Rebbe, what did his son say to him? Rebbe said, ichayshet leveset, if you agree with me that you have to be choshish leveset at all, then it might be menstrual blood. If you're not going to be concerned about the veset, the place itself is tahor. And therefore, any dam that has contact with that is not automatically a dam that is tameh. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.